We have some major breaking news, and this is going to be a uniquely important video because former President Barack Obama just came out to publicly sound the alarm about the dangers of the second Trump administration and the direction the country is heading overall. Now, keep in mind, the former president is quite selective about what events he shows up to. He doesn't do that many public-facing events nowadays in his post-presidential era, and when he does, he's very careful about what he says or how he comes across or what headlines result from his events. So when we get a headline like this, we know that it's serious. We know President Obama is serious about the U.S. being, quote, dangerously close to moving toward autocracy. Now, I want to break this down. I also want to break down my meeting with the former president last month. I sat down with President Obama and a few other creators for a one-hour roundtable that was off the record. I can't tell you what exactly we talked about, other than the fact that we talked about the digital media environment, my channel, the business that we're building, and where we go from here. But I do want to tell you about my overall experience in that room and what it felt like. So that's why I said this will be a uniquely important video. We're going to cover a lot of ground regarding the Trump admin, regarding the Democratic Party, and much more. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to help boost the video and join the crew. We are building something unique here. I obviously have a lot of great mentors, and we are going to continue pushing. So if you want to help us get to 1.5 million subscribers and punch back against MAGA, then subscribe below. Let's start with this clip from a few months ago. This clip is from a few months back. It's not from yesterday. We'll get to yesterday. But watch this clip of Obama saying, imagine if I had done any of this.
Imagine if I had done any of this. Let me just want to be clear about this. Imagine that. Imagine if I had pulled Fox News' credentials from the White House press corps. You're laughing, but no, this is what's happening. Imagine if I'd said to law firms that were representing parties that were upset with policies my administration had initiated, that you will not be allowed into government buildings. We will punish you economically for dissenting from the Affordable Care Act or the Iran deal. We will ferret out students who protest against my policies. It's unimaginable that the same parties that are silent now would have tolerated behavior like that from me or a whole bunch of my predecessors. So, and I say this not on a partisan basis. This has to do with something more precious, which is, who are we as a country, and what values do we stand for?
What values do we stand for? Very well said. President Obama touched on a few of the big ones, but he didn't even say, like, imagine if President Obama had posted an AI photo of himself as the Pope right after releasing something called Obama Coin, after holding a closed-door private dinner with all of your top crypto investors. Just imagine. Republicans' heads would actually explode, yet they're just silent when Donald Trump does it. Now, before we talk about what Obama said yesterday, I want to talk a little bit about my meeting with former President Obama, because again, we sat down for an hour. Here is me talking about the current digital media landscape and where we need to go. And President Obama is a great listener. He's a great active listener, and he's great at facilitating conversations throughout the room. Here are more photos. I'm not sure I ever made a full video about these, but I'm very, very proud of this meeting. And it's honestly one of the coolest things that I've ever done. And it's because of you guys. I'm incredibly grateful. It's because the Democratic Party is seeing the value in what we're building and how we can push back against MAGA in a more relentless way than, let's say, like CNN hosts. I mean, I sit here and I spend most of my day fighting back against lie after lie after lie after lie. And I get to do it with you guys, so it's an absolute privilege. But the point is, CNN reporters sometimes aren't as relentless about the fact-checking and the pushing back and making sure that we're on top of everything. So I think that people are beginning to realize that, and it's resulting in this amazing movement that we're building. I wrote just very quickly a post about it. It says, I spent an hour with President Obama. Here's what happened. Hi, everyone. Thank you for being a part of this incredible community. The conversation we had was off the record, so I can't share the actual specifics, but I can tell you this. Watching President Obama lead the room was a masterclass in what real leadership looks like. He didn't just show up. He was locked in. Every word, every idea, every person, he tracked all of the points that we made and then would loop back to tie the thoughts together. And he somehow brought six wildly different perspectives together into one discussion. I mean, someone would say something and the president would remember what they were talking about 20 minutes later, like word for word. It's just very present in a way that most other people aren't, especially not the current president. To continue, he moderated the room like we were world leaders at a global summit. This is what I wrote right after the meeting. And I left with a fire lit under me to do more, to lead better, to fight harder for the future that we believe in. This meeting reminded me just how much work is still ahead and why this moment matters. President Obama took the time to truly listen to young voices and digital creators. That means the work we're doing here, building independent media, amplifying the truth, it's working, it's being noticed, and it's because of you all. And this takes us on to what President Obama said today. I didn't mean to take you on such a detour, but I think it's important to show you why we're building what we're building. And when President Obama does do public-facing events, it's very important. He is trying to put his thumb on the scale to say, yo, we are moving dangerously close towards autocracy. And when we were doing the meeting, he's trying to say, yo, there are certain creators that are worth paying attention to. Okay, so to continue. Former President Obama warned on Tuesday, the current political climate isn't consistent with American democracy. Quote, it is consistent with autocracies, Obama told the crowd in Hartford, Connecticut, where he spoke about the growing threat posed under the Trump admin, according to Connecticut Public Radio. Quote, we're not there yet completely, but I think we are dangerously close to normalizing behavior like that. And that's one of the big, it's one of the big concerns, that this behavior will be normalized after happening over and over and over and over. To continue, the former president was in a conversation with Heather Cox Richardson, a Boston College professor who writes a daily newsletter on Substack, Letters from an American. Quote, if you follow regularly what is said by those who are in charge of the federal government right now, there is a weak commitment to what we understood, not just in my generation, at least since World War II, our understanding of how a liberal democracy is supposed to work, Obama told Richardson earlier in the conversation. However, his rebuke wasn't just aimed at the White House, but to the Republican Party as a whole. Quote, in 2020, one person won the election, and it wasn't the guy complaining about it. And that's just a fact, just like my inauguration had more people. I say that, by the way, not because, and then he says, I don't care, but facts are just important. Quote, in one of our major political parties, you have a whole bunch of people who know that's not true, but will pretend like it is, Obama said, and that is dangerous. Obama maintained he's still optimistic about the country's future, even amid turmoil and public outrage, as exhibited last week during, quote, No Kings protests across the country. Quote, I'm still the hope guy. I guess the thing, when I'm talking to young people, that they need to hear the most is, it is important to be impatient with injustice and cruelty, and there's a healthy outrage we should be exhibiting in terms of what's happening both here and around the world. But if you want to deliver on change, then it's a game of addition, not subtraction. You have to find ways to make common ground with people who don't agree with you on everything, but agree with you on some things. Very well said. And this is what I've been trying to say relentlessly, especially to young people, but even people in the audience watching now. You don't have to be perfect to be a part of the coalition. We should not be finger-wagging people or yelling at people who slightly disagree with us. If I have guests on my show sometimes that have a slightly different view from the one you're used to, a lot of times I'll get commenters saying that they're done with my show or that they can't believe I've bent the knee to the other side just for talking to somebody who slightly disagrees. So I think it's important that we have to have open conversation and understand that a large majority of the country, they don't view things like we do. A lot of people see Trump as this crazy, wacky president, not as like an authoritarian actual threat to democracy. You have to understand that the average voter, the median voter in the country, views Trump as this goofy old guy, but also viewed Biden as a goofy guy too. The point is, a lot of people in the country aren't going to see things exactly like we do. And those are people that we win over, not push away. I see a lot of people in my comments, oftentimes, not everybody, but being very, very Puritan. And by Puritan, I mean somebody disagrees with us on one thing, we're going to push them out of the movement because they are essentially a fascist. We need to stop doing that. It's important to go out and get in these spaces. Like, sometimes I worry that if I were to ever get invited on the Joe Rogan podcast, for example, to debate and to push back and say, Joe, you are wrong about this and this and this and this, sometimes I worry that a lot of people in the comment section would be mad at me and say, why would you even talk to him in the first place? Adam, why'd you bend the knee to the MAGA movement? When no. In reality, we need to be getting in these spaces and having these conversations in a way that's palatable. We can't just push people away because we're scared of having our voices heard. So I'm going to continue doing that. I'm going to continue punching back, and we are going to fight harder. I appreciate every single person who watches my videos. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to join the movement and Mockler Media, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.